Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nothing works with leftism, folks. Nothing. It's all talk. It serves only to make elitists richer and more powerful. Just understand that, and you are in the mind of a leftist. The only motivation of leftists, and I'm going to say this, I want you to pay attention. The only motivation of leftists, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is for leftists to find the easy way out. When you see a lazy kid, you are watching a leftist. Why do you think I'm on my sons so hard? The three are older, and they are not lazy. They work hard. My youngest son, he's like a typical kid. He will skirt. He'll try to get away with it. I tell him all the time, why do you have but everything? And I use a different word. Why do you have but everything I give you to do? Why do you not want to take it to its fullest and, you know, to the best of your ability? If you say go clean the room, he'll shove everything under the bed. The room will look clean until you inspect it. So he now knows I'm lifting furniture. When I inspect his room, I'm looking in cubby holes. This kid will stuff stuff in drawers. I'm talking things that he's eaten. I have found plates, glasses, forks, spoons, you name it, in his room. And he knows he can't eat there. But he knows now Dad will inspect. And so here's what I'm getting. I'm not trying to call my kid out in public. What I'm telling you is you have to teach your people, your children, the little minds around you. And by the way, this is people that just observe you. You have to teach them that you are not going to be allowed to pike. You are going to do your task to the best of your ability, and you're going to take pride. And I tell my son all the time, it isn't about pride for me. I mean, yes, you should want to represent the family well. The pride should be number one in yourself. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftism, folks, is legalized extortion and racketeering, and I flatter them when I say this. Trust me, there is a leftist that is going to hear this broadcast and hear me say what I just said and smile. And it won't be a smile like, yeah, we're getting away with it. It'll be, yeah, this black man understands us. Way to go, Kevin Jackson. Because believe it or not, and you'll know this because you know that leftism is opposite world. It's bizarro world. Doing bad things is good for leftists. They take pride in doing bad things. They throw galas to their corruption, at our expense. I wish I were joking, folks, when I'm telling you this is the description of leftism. I'm not kidding. There are leftists who will screw you over and take pride in it. I want you to imagine if everybody you met, you got $5. You can walk up to anybody you meet and you say, hey, man, just loan me $5. And they have to give it to you. And they're never going to see you again. That's leftism. And here's the only thing that you have to be concerned about. There are people that every time you see them, they say, hey, man, you got 50 cents in. They're like little beggars on the corner. You got 50 cents, man. I'm out of a job. I'm a Vietnam veteran, you know, or whatever. The dude is 30 years old. And he's like, I fought in World War II at D-Day, you know, give me some money, man. So there's the 50 cent dude. There's the dollar dude. There's the $5 dude. There's the $50 dude. And then there's the $5,000 dude or whatever. And let me tell you, it's just a pecking order. It's a caste system of leftism. And the Pelosi's of the world are the ones getting $5,000 from everybody. Oh, you don't believe it? You need to see this video of this woman talking to the school board saying, I follow the money. And you're getting $3,900 per student to sell leftism, to sell this woo-flu nonsense. We'll play it later in the broadcast. Leftists smile, folks, when they take advantage of you. Think of the unions. Oh, the idea of a union getting together and fighting for the rights of its people. It sounds good on paper. But then you get bureaucracy, and you get the fat cats who say, I want the Bugatti and the Ferrari and the new Teslas and the big house and the vacation homes, etc. And suddenly, the little guy's not as well protected. In fact, the union will go after you. I have a friend who is suing her union because the union colluded with the company that she worked with. She doesn't make a lot of money. I hope she does. She's a sweetheart. But anyway, this is where people... You have to understand, leftism is about, it's the collectivism that feeds the elitist. Now, I got a lot to talk about today. I don't want you to get, don't get it twisted. But I have to develop some of this stuff just so you understand where we're headed. And on the union side, I'll give you a good example. But I have a buddy. He works, I won't say who he works for, but it's a government job. And he gets not only his pension, but he's got a wife. That he's divorced now, she gets the wife portion of that pension because she was with him for X number of years. So there's two pensions coming from a guy who hasn't worked in this job for, what, a decade? At least a decade. Money's still coming out. It isn't money that they set aside and it's accruing at interest rates and all that. It's what his union negotiated for him to get paid, and he will get paid this until the day he dies. And so will she. The kids got crazy benefits. And so you ask yourself, who pays for this? Well, you do, silly. You have to think about that. You know who does. Nothing works with leftism. I'm going to repeat this. It serves the rich and the powerful. And the minions who promote it, the union people, they go, yeah, let's vote for the union. Do you think that the union makes up for a better product like it supposedly was meant to be? Like if it's union made, it's got craftsmanship. What do you own that's got craftsmanship? Take an old toaster from the 1940s. And put it up against the one that you have. In fact, the toaster from the 1940s is still working. Yours may not be. They call it designed obsolescence. Things meant to break. That's what leftism is. It is designed obsolescence. They put it in there. There's a certain amount of period it can work, and it's going to break. As I said, folks, we got a lot to talk about. We're going to recap the Biden presidency, and I use my finger quotes, as you know. And we're going to show how people are fighting back, and we're going to make some comparisons of death and also expose more woo-flu controversies. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It's unraveling on Team Demento and their feckless leader, Joey Demento. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. One of my friends, she sent me a note. She's a doctor. She says, I talked to a local pharmacist who's been helping in her treating COVID. She says he's pulling back a little because the DEA, this is the Drug Enforcement Agency, is now demanding information on all pharmacists treating COVID, any prescriptions. She says this is the weaponizing of the DEA. They're supposed to be interested in drugs having potential for addiction or abuse. She says most pharmacists throughout the U.S. are now refusing to fill any of my prescriptions related to COVID. Gestapo tactics, folks. Gestapo tactics that aren't working on people. I got another story for you. You ready for this one? A lady was fired. Have you seen this video? A woman was fired, supposedly, because she wouldn't get the vaccine. Because she didn't officially get fired, nor she got no paperwork, no nothing. They just said, if you don't show proof of the vaccine, you're fired. She shows up to work for her regular shift. And they said, you don't have a job. She says, what are you talking about? I have no paperwork that says I'm fired. No official correspondence of termination. So she says, if you're firing me, tell me I'm fired. They wouldn't say it. She says, they call security. She says, I'm not leaving. I'll just do my job. So she goes to do her job. They call security. She says, how can you call security when I'm an employee? They say, you're not an employee. She says, then tell me I'm fired. She says, because I didn't quit. And they wouldn't say it. And you want to know why they won't say it? They won't say it because they know that's the potential for lawsuit. Let me tell you, people, you've been contacting me for a long time. Kevin, my friend's about to get fired. My friend this, that, and the other. Let me tell you what I've said to everybody willing to pay attention to me. Don't leave your job. Make them fire you. That way, you get your unemployment until your lawsuit kicks in. Because let me tell you something. If you don't understand all the dangers of this vaccine and what they're trying to do is skirt it by saying, no, we just said if you don't get it, then you need to quit. And these people are quitting. Do not quit your job. Make them fire you because then the indemnity is on them. I'm telling you, I don't know anything about the law. Well, I know enough to be dangerous. But I will tell you, this is what they're doing. They want you to quit. Then they can say, all we did was say, this is the new mandate. You had a choice. You could have gotten tested. They will have all kinds of outs. But if they fire you and they put it in the record, I fired you because you wouldn't get the shot, they're up a creek. Tell every one of your friends, don't quit your job. Make them fire you. Here's a story. Americans, this is from the New York Post, by the way. Americans are getting vaccinated for COVID-19 at the slowest rate since mid-July, causing concern among health officials as flu season approaches. What does flu season have to do with COVID? What? People are going to get the flu. Look, I could go into detail around, are they going to try to conflate the numbers for flu with Wu flu? Are they going to now say it's the flu that's killing people? Are they going to say it's variants? I mean, there's all kinds of things that can be discussed. But flu season has nothing to do with Wu flu season. See, because Wu flu is a manufactured bioweapon. The flu is legit. It came from nature. The 7-day moving average of first shots was 272,000 at the end of last week, according to the CDC. The slowdown can be partially attributed to the fact, they say, that 64% of Americans are at least partially vaccinated already. Well, what percentage of them are fully versus partially? It says, but the U.S. trails dozens of other countries in immunization rates as deaths in the nation continue to surge. Data shows deaths from what? Deaths from the shot? The most recent 7-day average made by the CDC showed 1,556 U.S. COVID-19 daily deaths, far above mid-July, when there were fewer than 200 people a day succumbing to the coronavirus. You know what they're not telling you when they say that? They're not telling you that the people getting the shot are the ones dying. The people who took this vaccine are dying. They're either dying from COVID, aka the Wu flu, or they're dying from the horrendous side effects of this shot. So, And I love, this is what I love the hate about the media. They go on to say, states with the lowest vaccination rates were being hit the hardest by the virus's death toll, according to an analysis by the, you ready? Wait for it. The Washington Post. Jeff Bezos's hate group of for conservatives, the hate group that targeted Trump. And they're going to give you the data. Well, look at this data. People are dying, and they're dying in the places where they didn't get the vaccine. Let me tell you let me give you the truth. Pay attention to the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically me, Kevin Jackson. Because when I speak of myself in third person, you know it's legit. They do not want to tell you the truth. That the places experiencing the worst Wu flu outbreaks or contagions and death are in leftist states. So much so, we'll talk about Whitmer here in a bit, but they are attaching to their budget. You cannot do mandates or vaccine passes or whatever in the state. And Whitmer's going for it. You know, the lady that hates Trump and hates conservatives? That didn't want to do a recall? This is not, all these things are nonsense. These are Gestapo tactics. And let me tell you, I want to go back to employment. If the majority of Americans say, I don't give a crap about your vaccine mandates, you will have to fire me. And you watch hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans walk out with a butt. I would do a sticker that said, I got fired over Wu flu nonsense. And watch what happens. This economy will drag to a halt. Wait, who's going to replace these people? Illegals? The million illegals that have come in? The tens of thousands that wait under the bridges in Del Rio? Or in other Texas and Arizona cities? Who's going to replace them? You better stock up. Well, here's the thing. It's not going to be required at grocery stores and things like this. The migrants picking your fruit and breathing on it and sneezing, that's not going to be required of them. Don't worry about it. You might pick up a couple of items. You don't have to go all prepper, but you might. So fewer people are getting the shot. They don't want to tell you why, but I will tell you why. It's because they're waking up. They're on to them, and the left can't stand it.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi set a vote for the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill for Thursday. This comes as many progressives in Congress said they won't vote for the bipartisan deal until the social spending bill was complete. Pennsylvania Republican Senator Brian Fitzpatrick joins Fox News and describes Republican stance on this vote.
We want infrastructure. We want it done in a responsible way, but we do not want it linked in any way, shape, or form to reconciliation.
Fitzpatrick continues by saying he's bothered by the lack of collaboration.
This is a one-party solution that's being advanced. They're not taking any feedback in committee. They're not taking any feedback on the leadership level. That's not okay.
President Biden receiving his coronavirus booster shot on Monday. The White House announcing he got it in line with the CDC and FDA's recommendation. USA Radio News. The World Health Organization is reviving its stalled investigation into the origins of the COVID-19 virus as agency officials warn that time is running out to determine how the pandemic that has killed over 4.7 million people worldwide began. A new team of about 20 scientists is being assembled with a mandate to hunt for new evidence in China and elsewhere. A border state governor is taking action to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the story.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says orders he issued are the only thing stopping illegal immigration in his state. He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The Republican governor saying the Biden administration has left Texas with no choice, even though immigration is usually handled on the federal level. He says the Haitian migrants wouldn't have been in the situation they were in if the administration was upholding immigration laws.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Here's a story that didn't get a whole lot of press. Joey Demento's got a bit of a tax problem. This story was also, it's been all over the place, but I'm reading from the New York Post. Republicans say a new nonpartisan report indicates that Biden improperly avoided paying Medicare taxes before he took office, raising eyebrows and the possibility that he owes the IRS, he owes the American taxpayers as much as $500,000 in back taxes. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I got a question for you. What do you think that would happen if Donald Trump owed $500,000 in back taxes because he didn't pay his Medicare taxes, and he did what he did because he intentionally was trying to get around paying said taxes? You think it would have been a hot story? This story came out days ago and barely got a mention. And I'm going to go into what Hunter's up to, which will make you even more suspicious of what in the world are these people doing. They go on the story. Biden is leading a Democratic push for a $3.5 trillion bill to subsidize child care, education, and health care by targeting tax avoidance and raising tax rates on higher income so the rich, quote, pay their fair share. And just like John Kerry, who hid Esmeralda, no, she was not a Guatemalan midget, but instead his yacht, hid it in another state so he could escape. He wouldn't have to pay his luxury tax on Esmeralda, his yacht. Hundreds of thousands of dollars he got out of by doing that. Or Barbara Streisand, who put one of her homes in the name of her husband so she wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. If you want to look at the biggest tax cheats in the world, follow the people who claim they got to tax the rich. That's what you need to do. This is an unbelievable story. Now, House Ways and Means Committee draft of the bill, this $3.5 trillion bill, would end the accounting trick apparently exploited by Biden and boost IRS funding for audits. By the way, they've hired many, many more IRS people to audit you, not them. Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, the Obamas, all them, they will get away with whatever they get away with. They're coming after you. You conservatives. He said, but this new report, drafted by the Congressional Research Service and provided to the Washington Post, suggests that Biden owes taxes under current rules, according to the congressman who requested it. He said, Joe Biden wants to raise taxes by $2.1 trillion while claiming the rich need to pay their fair share. But in 2017, multimillionaire Joe Biden skirted his payroll taxes, the very taxes that fund Medicare and Obamacare. This is Representative Jim Banks out of Indiana, a Republican from Indiana, chairman of the Republican Study Committee. According to the criteria CRS provided to my office, he owes the IRS and the American people hundreds of thousands of dollars in back taxes. Everybody should know about Joe Biden's tax hypocrisy. But let me tell you something. He's a chili pimp compared to some of these other people that are making a lot more money than Biden. Nancy Pelosi probably owes $5 million in back taxes. Look at Al Sharpton and his back taxes. When he was audited, his building conveniently burned. And you know what his escape, his excuse was for not paying his taxes? My building was burned and I lost all of my data, so I cannot come up with all of the data that you need. I mean, isn't it convenient that he would have such a nice little excuse? So that's the beginning of this cracking this egg, folks. What about Hunter? Hunter Biden's business contacts touted his access to his father, quote, state and treasury, his relationships within Secretary of State John Kerry's stepson, as well as his ties to the highest level, quote, in China, as they weighed whether to work with him on a potential Libya deal in 2015. Where did we get this information? Newly uncovered emails. So while these yahoos in Congress like Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler were faking and creating junk and nonsense so-called news on Donald Trump and Russian collusion, in these new emails published by the Insider last week, date back to 2015 when Joe Biden was vice president, references getting Hunter's help on a deal regarding billions in Libyan assets frozen by the Obama administration. These are emails unrelated to his infamous laptop, a whole new trough of evidence against the Bidens. I ask you again, just for shiggles, what do you think would be happening if Donald Trump Jr. had emails tying him to everything I just talked about, and his daddy had a legitimate tax issue where he wasn't paying his Medicare and $500,000 of taxes? Do you think that the public would care that Donald Trump donated his salary? They'd still be talking about it. This man donated $1.6 million to various charities, and they would be coming after him, trying to impeach him. They'd be calling him a liar and a scoundrel, and you don't even hear these stories. In the first email, dated January 25th, 2015, Democratic donor Sam Jahari repeatedly referred to Hunter as number two son, an apparent reference to Joe Biden's VP role, and noted that Hunter had requested a $2 million retainer. I ask you again, white people listening to this program, is this the kind of white privilege that you get? Because if it is, I want to be a crackhead. I want to be a crackhead. And you could be my crack girl. Is this the kind of white... Because sign me up. The Hunter Biden email cover-up, they go on, may not be the most contemptible example of modern political media's corruption, but it is possibly the most demonstrable. Politico reports that Ben Schrechinger's new book, The Bidens, Inside the First Family's 50-Year Rise to Power, corroborates much of the New York Post's pre-election reporting on Hunter Biden's emails. Two of them stick out. The first is a 2015 missive from a Ukrainian businessman thanking Hunter for the chance to meet Joe Biden, then still vice president. Remember when Joe said he had no connection to Hunter Biden's business ventures, and then suddenly they got pictures of Joe Biden golfing with what? The very people that Joe Biden said he wasn't even talking to. Didn't even know. This is where we are. So I repeat, And I don't even, you know what, these little thought exercises bore me, but they're necessary to ask the questions of what if this were Trump? Because we all know the answer. And so the next thing is, who's complicit in this? The Washington Post. Do you think that the media doesn't know? The real Pulitzer Prizes would be won if they were to investigate these very stories, but they don't seem to care. And you got to ask yourself why. The second email they said is a 2017 email in which a proposed equity breakdown of a venture with Chinese industry executives included the line, 10 held by H for the big guy. Now that's percentage. And look, we've discussed the big guy. We all know who the big guy is. You know, the irony of this thing to me is how someone could refer to a demented clown like Joe Biden as the big guy. That's funny to me. The big guy couldn't win an election by himself. The big guy had to have people cheating so he could get in. That's the big guy. So, look, in recapping any of this, tax problems, Hunter, don't even get me going back to Hunter's video that I saw where he's with a prostitute and he's openly talking about he believes the Russians stole his notebook or laptop, whatever it is, whatever you want to think of it as, not even related to the laptop that he left at that store that has all that other incriminating evidence showcasing him doing drugs, sex trafficking, again, with more prostitutes, who talking about business deals. Not long ago, folks, you may not remember this, Hunter Biden was at a point where he was like, I felt like they're hanging me out to dry. You know, I'm not going to go down by myself. And then Joe Biden got cheated into the election. And what happened to Hunter? He's now one of the best artists on the planet. The pictures gain more than people who've been doing art since they were children. For all intents and purposes, he may be the next Picasso. I guess if Picasso were a crackhead. My, how things change. All you got to do is let your daddy get cheated into office and all this stuff goes away. All you got to do is let people cheat you into office and you can get away with being a tax cheat and a scoundrel and not paying your fair share. But if you are a conservative and God forbid your name is Trump, none of that can happen. Take away the politics and ask yourself, who had the most clout, Trump or Biden, pre-politics?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You may feel tired, Americanskis, particularly conservative Americanskis, but you are winning. Just a real quick point of reference. We're about to hit the stage again with a comedy tour, the Unapologetically American Tour, and you are going to love it. We did a version of it years ago, right? I think it was after Michael Brown, the whole issue there. And we were going to do it nationwide. And the sponsors all backed out because we had called it the Reparations Comedy Tour. I had four white guys working for me. Anyway, we've revitalized it in the lieu of everything else that's happening. and we're going to go out and make fun of America the way it should be. We're going to make fun of racism, sexism, homophobia. In other words, we're going to make fun of leftists. We're going to make fun of all the nonsense they do, and we're going to do it and not apologize for this country, and you're going to be energized and invigorated because of it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. We're going to help bolster people's feeling about this country again. Also, we're doing private showings of Bleeding Blue, where I, and in some cases, Kevin Sorbo, come to discuss the film. Why are we defending the police? Because they deserve it. And just the other day, a cop was shot in a routine traffic stop. Another cop killed over nothing. When do we stop the lawlessness of the criminals and start defending the people who protect, who are that barrier in the way? So in select locations where we show Bleeding Blue, we're also putting together a golf tournament. Sorbo loves the golf, and so do I. So why not combine that? So if you want to help out with something like that, let me know. You can send a note to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and we'll get you linked up with our events people, and we'll do that. But here's the thing. If you don't feel like you're winning, it doesn't mean that you're not. The truth is still out there because we are winning. And I'm going to give you an example right now, and it has to do with one of the biggest race pimps in America. And since I've already promoted everything else, I might as well promote my book, RacePimping.com. And Al Sharpton is he's all throughout my book because he gives a primer on how to pimp a crisis. Let no crisis go uncovered politically, even when the crisis was created by the con man in chief, Joey Demento. And what crisis am I talking about? I'm talking about the crisis of the crossing the border, illegal entry into this country. And why did Sharpton get involved? Because they had men on horseback chasing down Haitians. And Sharpton said, oh boy, the dinner bell of racism rang. How dare you let people on these horses chasing black people on the border? Right? That truly was the dinner bell for this guy. Horses chasing down Haitians in Del Rio. The returning of black slaves to the plantations. And the optics didn't go well, as you guys know. But instead of blaming Biden, the con man, Sharpton, tried to profiteer, and he's blaming the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol, for all intents and purposes, could have used ATVs. They could have used Jeeps. They could have used souped-up trucks. They could have, for all intents and purposes, since it's a Democrat in charge, why not bring out the German Shepherds and the water cannons? Clearly, folks, this is a Biden problem, not a Border Patrol problem. But here's where we are. So Biden's cleared over 1 million illegals for entry into America. Thousands more wait. The Haitians come, and Biden puts the Border Patrol out to go round them up. Which, look, I'm legit. I have no dog in the fight, pardon the pun, but I want them rounded up. I don't care whether you use helicopters or you use those Australian Shepherds. They're good at rounding people up. But get them out of the country. I love that they did this. The Haitians did this on Biden's watch, too. So, as we've learned as Americans, tax-paying, rule-following Americans, illegal entry is preferred over legal entry by the left. Because the latter, legal entry brings people who want to follow the rules, follow the laws, and another thing, they appreciate the country. But don't expect Reverend Charlatan to blame Biden or his minions. Instead, Sharpton wants a Border Patrol head in his trophy case. But when he landed in Del Rio to spew his insane rhetoric, he got heckled. And here's the the actual heckling of Sharpton. He keeps talking through it, and what he does is he calls these people Trump supporters clearly. And look, I don't know whether they who they support, but clearly this is the population of Del Rio that have come in. And I'm going to tell you, I grew up in a little area like that. The people heckling him are the Latinx, which is the new phrase for Latinos. The Latinx. So here's the clip.
Former U.S. ambassador to South Africa, and to his
kids are being sedated at the U.N. border. Why are you not being a voice for the children?
From Atlanta, Georgia, New Birth Baptist Church, Reverend Freddie Haynes.
How much money are you doing that? How much money? Why are you lying? You're coming from all the way to
Welcome back. I love that. That's hysterical. Oh, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. And you hear Sharpton. We've got Reverend so-and-so. And we've got Pastor this and that. And what he does is he wants you to believe that with all these clergymen, this is a major issue. Major issue. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more about me and the team, where we talk about fakes and frauds like Al Sharpton. And by the way, he's prominently in my book, Race Pimping, the Multi-Trillion Dollar Business of Liberalism. It was written as a joke for you white folks to get out there and go make that money. You know, stop being the call girls of the left and start getting in on the booty. So it's a funny book. It's a short read. It's well worth it. Racepimping.com. Not racepimping.com. Racepimping.com. I could have written racepimping.com. So Sharpton is you can't hear what he says most of the time, but when he finally gets in out when he's through introducing all the clergy, he says the Trump supporters and the right wingers are not gonna like shout me down or whatever. Yeah, they were. He says, we going to continue to come back. And I'm only taking parts of it out, but one of them was the weapon. I can't even believe he said this. The weaponization of horses. Did y'all hear? The weaponization of horses. We want to see the horse patrol fully investigated. That's what he said. Hey, too late, Al. They got rid of it. Joe Biden, we will no longer chase down runaway Negroes on horses. Instead, we're going to use dune buggies. Oh, environmentally friendly dune buggies. They will be, and you can bet they're going to run on green energy.
This is the
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.